Hi, everyone. My name is Meredith Lilly. I'm a project coordinator at BOEM, and my role in this process is to, my role here is to help guide you through this process. So it's the process of authorizing renewable energy on the Outer Continental Shelf. So BOEM's renewable energy program and our process is broken down into four distinct phases. We have planning and analysis, lease issuance, site assessment, and construction and operations. So the planning and analysis phase takes up to 2 years, and I want to stop here and just make a point that all the timelines you see on this slide and in the upcoming slides are just estimates of how long these processes might take. And it could take less time, could take more time. It really depends on a host of different factors, including site-specific characteristics. So just take that into consideration. But we did want to put timelines in the slides to give you a ballpark idea about how long these processes take. So, for instance, with the planning analysis phase here, we engage with the task force, which is what we're doing today. It's very exciting. And then we issue a call for, these are some of the things, not all the things, but just some of the things to highlight in this phase. Then we issue a call for information and nominations, and we carry out area identification to identify lease areas. And the lease areas that are wind energy areas that are identified through that process are, they go through environmental review. So these three steps, these are some terms you're probably not very familiar with, of course, the call, the area ID. This is just the process of us developing, refining, and optimizing lease areas. Then we take those lease areas in this next phase, the leasing phase, and we put the draft lease areas out for public sale and a public sale notice for public comment. We collect those public comments, and then we put the final lease areas out in a final sale notice. And then we take those lease areas to auction, and the leases are ultimately issued. Then, with the next two phases, site assessment and construction and operations, what we're looking at here is, well, we have a new partner in the process. It's the lessee. So the lessee now comes along, and they've got to do site characterization. And that involves trying to figure out what the sea bottom looks like. There's a whole bunch of surveys that are carried out. There's geophysical surveys, geotechnical surveys, biological surveys. To do those surveys, they have to submit survey plans, which we review. And then they also, the other part of site characterization is wind resource assessment. How do they assess the wind resource? Well, they have to install either a MET buoy or a MET tower. In order to do that, they have to submit a SAP, a site assessment plan, which we have to review and ultimately approve before they can install that buoy or that MET tower. So all the information that's collected during the site assessment phase informs the construction and operations plan, or a COP is what we call it. And that construction and operations plan, the lessee describes what they're going to construct, how they're going to construct it, how it's going to operate. Once we approve that, and it takes, we're in the process of reviewing a number of COPs right now. Once we approve that, then the lessee submits engineering reports. That's the facility design report, the fabrication installation report. And then ultimately, after we if we don't object to those reports, then the lessee is able to construct the facility. So that was a real high-level overview. And this graphic shows a different kind of way of presenting the information, and it has some timing information on here too. So again, these are our four phases with a bit more timing, like I just said, some more timing information. So because the Gulf of Maine is in the beginning stages of this process, I mean, at the very, very, very beginning, the very first task force meeting is, again, so exciting. We're going to focus on these first two phases, planning and analysis and leasing. So let's zoom in here and get to this next slide here. This will take us straight to the meat of what we're discussing today. This graphic shows two potential starting points in this process. The first is the request for interest here on the left, and that's an optional step. We shorten that to RFI, we just call it an RFI, so I'll try not to use too many acronyms during the presentation, but if I do say RFI, it's the request for interest. And then the next step is the call for information and nominations, or a call, and that's a required step. So specifically what we're soliciting feedback on when we issue these notices in the Federal Register, so we're looking for, one, expressions of interest, and that's going to come from the developers. Are they interested in developing offshore wind in this area? that we're putting out in this Federal Register notice. Also, we're looking for information on the suitability of the area for wind energy development. So after BOEM publishes the RFI and the call in the Federal Register, so the RFI would come first if we do that, and then the call would come after that. There's typically a 45-day public comment period. And then after that, we analyze the information. And the other thing here to point out is the task force. It's at the very bottom of the screen here, those little people. Those are potential task force meetings that we could have. So this is just indicative. In this slide here, we had task force meetings at the end of the public comment periods, but we don't have to have it then. We could have task force meetings during the comment periods. That's something we can talk about later, about when you want to be engaged, how you want to be engaged, and that sort of thing. But this is just to show you that throughout this process, we're working with the task force, we're working with stakeholders, and collecting public comments too, to help us inform our decision making, which is really key. We can't do it without you. So during the next step, area identification, we continue to work with the task force and other stakeholders to delineate wind energy areas. And we take those wind energy areas and we conduct an environmental assessment on them under NEPA, the National Environmental Policy Act, which I'm sure many of you are familiar with. And at this point, we have a parallel process, the environmental review process, and concurrent with that, the development of our leasing documents. So we then publish the proposed sale notice, and that's the draft lease area, the proposed sale notice, and we have a public comment period. And then we come out with the final sale notice and then go to auction. So how do we go about planning where our lease areas might be? Well, we could start with a planning area. And which is that's an area resulting from a high-level screening process. And the screening process involves refining the area to not include areas beyond BOEM's jurisdiction, essentially. So, for example, we could start with the Gulf of Maine and remove areas that are within 3 nautical miles from shore, and National Marine Sanctuaries, for instance, if there are any. I don't know if there are any in the Gulf of Maine at this point, but there may be. So the point is we're taking out areas that are beyond our jurisdiction where we cannot legally lease. And then BOEM takes this planning area and coordinates with the task force closely to refine it. And then we'll proceed with the next step. And the next step may be a request for interest, or it may be a call for information and nominations. And so the other thing to point out here in this slide is that this planning area, as you can see, is bounded in dashed lines, not a solid line, as you can see in the legend. That means that it's an optional step. But it's something that we've done in the past. We have started off with the planning area a number of times in the past. Doesn't have to happen this way this time, but it could. For example, when we had our first task force meeting with the state of Massachusetts several years ago, we did start off with the planning area. And through working with various stakeholders, we removed areas from consideration, resulting in the RFI area, which we'll talk about next. So, what is a request for interest? Talked about it a little bit earlier, I'll mention it again. It's a notice that BOEM publishes in the Federal Register to gauge interest in the potential development of offshore wind in that area, and also to obtain information on the suitability of offshore wind development in that area. And that helps us refine it better. And we do receive a lot of helpful feedback when we have the public comment period, and then that follows the publication of the RFI in the Federal Register. And this RFI step is also optional, just like the planning area step is. It doesn't have to happen. Again, we did do this in the state of Massachusetts with the Massachusetts Task Force several years ago. And I'll give you an example of what happened then. After the public comment period, we collected all these comments, looked at them, analyzed them with the task force and with other stakeholders, other agencies. And the number of the public comments expressed concerns about navigation, about fisheries, about habitat. And so we ended up at that point removing about half of the RFI area. And that resulted in the call area here. So here you can see this call area is bounded by a solid line, and this means it's a required step. So I'm going to go through a little bit here about some of the options that, you know, as a task force that BOEM could take. We could start with the planning area, then go to an RFI area, and then go to a call. Or because the planning area is optional, we could just start off with an RFI area, then go to a call. Or Because both of those first steps, planning area and RFI area, are optional, we could just go straight to a call to begin with and not do those other steps. It really depends on how much information we have and what we want to do. We can discuss that some more later on this afternoon. But to recap, what we're looking for when we go out with a call is similar to what we are looking for when we go out with an RFI. And that's, we're looking for areas of special consideration, comments on, people to provide feedback on that, areas for special consideration and analysis. We want to hear about the conditions in the Gulf of, in the call area. And that will help us, again, refine and, learn about areas of concern. And we also want to hear about areas to be considered for leasing. That's interest from developers. So after the public comment period closes, it's time to delineate the area into the call area into a wind energy area. And to do this, we take all the information we've obtained. So all the information we've obtained, not just during the call phase, but during the planning area phase, during the RFI step, any information we had pre-existing to that, we amass all this information and coordinate closely with the task force and with other stakeholders to refine this area further into the wind energy area. Oh, I have a question. Oh, well, that's a good question. I actually was going to say that, but I was trying to shorten the presentation. So nomination, that's just a way for a developer to nominate, or when they nominate an area within that area that we're the call area, for instance, they are expressing interest in developing that area. So that's how that fits in. It's good. That's a very good clarification. So here we are with, where was I? La, la, la. We take all that information we've obtained, and throughout all we amass all this information. We work with other task force members and the stakeholders, and we refine the wind energy area into lease areas. So, what's a wind energy area? It's an area that BOEM defines or identifies in consultation with the task force and other federal agencies that appears most suitable for commercial wind development, while at the same time presenting the fewest environmental and user conflicts. So that's really key. That's one of our goals. We want to strike that balance. That's one of our key goals throughout this whole process. So this is an area we'll analyze in the environmental assessment under NEPA, and it also serves as the basis for a lease area. So we could, with this wind energy area here, we could go out with, we could propose this entire area for leasing in the proposed sale notice. Or we could break it into individual lease areas. That's another option. And here, these separate lease areas, this is just an example. The wind energy area could be divided up in any number of ways. So this is just one way we could do it. So how are these lease areas developed? And how are they optimized? And how are they refined? Does BOEM do this all by itself? Absolutely not. And just like Governor Sununu was saying, we need input, stakeholder input, to do all this right. And I would add to that and say, we need everyone's input here throughout the process. And without that input, it's not only not going to get done right, it won't get done at all. Because there's no way we can do all this. We can identify these areas, refine them, optimize them, put them out for comment. I mean, there's no way we can do it without everyone being involved. So your input is critical every step of the way, whether those steps are optional, like you see here, or required. And the bottom line is that your input's important and is indispensable. And the next slide shows some ways you can provide that input. There are many different times and many different ways you can provide it. And I want to stress here that we have, first of all, before I get into some of the formal ways you can provide it, we have an open door policy. So anytime you have a question, you have information you want to provide, you want to sit down and meet with us, contact us and we will facilitate that. But if you want to provide input in a more formal way, here this slide shows you some, just recap some of the stuff that we've already talked about, some of the formal ways you can provide input. So the first stage here with the request for interest and the call for information and nominations, we have public comment periods where we solicit a lot of feedback from the public. And then the area identification process, we work closely with the task force. Throughout this whole process, we're working with the task force and we're holding public meetings too. So Just want to make that point here. And then we have the environmental assessment of the wind energy area, and then ultimately it's published. The draft lease areas that result from that are published in the Federal Register. We have a public comment period again with that. And then moving on to site assessment process. In order for us to approve survey plans, we can't do that by ourselves. We have to consult with other agencies who have authorities under, for instance, the ESA, NOAA, has authority under the Endangered Species Act, under the Marine Mammal Protection Act. So we have to consult with them before and get their approval too before we can approve lessees' site assessment plans and survey plans. And then there's the COP, the construction and operation stage. And during that process, we have an environmental impact statement, which involves a lot of public comment and scoping meetings, public meetings, again, lots of areas for public comment. And one thing I want to stress here before I conclude, is that just how important it is, again, to have all of your input early on, like right here and now in this task force meeting and throughout this process, how critical that is and essential it is for us to have that in order to not only get it right, but also get this process done right, but also to do it at all. And so again, my role here is to guide you through this process. So I'll speak with you again later on in the afternoon. And we're gonna be talking about some of the options that we are gonna solicit your feedback on, like where to start in this process, how you wanna be engaged. We have a lot more discussion questions to follow up on in the afternoon session. I'm looking forward to it. So, and I'll go ahead and take questions because I don't want to take any more time.
Great. So again, yeah. I think we want to leave some time for questions.